Darn it! My cat's spots make him blend in with the couch, and every time I sit down, I sit on him.
You know, Yael, that's a great lead-in to today's topic. We all know that humans come in a variety of colors, but have you ever wondered why we don't have spots or stripes?
Let me think. Humans and animals get their skin color from melanin pigments, which can be either black or yellow. Together, these two pigments account for just about every color you might see on the skin of mammals: white, red, yellow, brown, and black, and every shade in between.
Right. The skin cells that produce melanin are known as melanocytes. In the embryos of mammals, the melanocytes originate from the same group of cells that produces the spinal cord and the brain. From there, these cells migrate through the developing skin towards the belly of the animal. If the melanocytes that produce dark pigments and light pigments migrate in streaks, you end up with stripes. The same goes for spots, but in this case, only random patches of certain pigments survive. In either case, the migration pattern is genetically determined.
I guess that makes sense. For certain species, like zebras, stripes provided an evolutionary advantage because they worked as camouflage. Those animals with stripes were more likely to survive and pass along the genes that produce stripes to their offspring.
Exactly. For humans, this apparently wasn't the case. However, it's likely that our overall skin color probably is a result of adaptation as well.
To keep us from blending into the furniture?
Now you're stretching. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denit Brown with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.